Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Get straight to the point today. A subject, sooner or later, some of you are most certainly going to come across, and that is the issue of dizziness and vertigo. You know vertigo, where the room spins, and you know dizziness, where it feels like vertigo, but the room doesn't spin. Both of them are alarming. Everyone's had a bout or two in their life. There's solutions. There's even cures. And oddly enough, at the essence of it, the single most effective contribution allopathic medicine has made to the cause of vertigo, to the cure of vertigo, in their opinion, to the relief of it at least, is simply founded in structural medicine, meaning it's something that's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years that modern medicine is just deciding is an effective cure. I want you to get the causes understood. As always, that's going to take some education. And for those of you with hearing issues in general, if you understand this, you're going to understand so much about whatever you're dealing with under the dome of the word hearing and dizziness and vertigo. As always, get to the website. That's straighttalk.cc. I've got great pictures. You always want to see the pictures if you can. Of course, if you're driving, you can't. But that doesn't mean you can't when you get home. So the website is always there for you. My reason for doing this show, the concept from the beginning, 6 years ago, has always been to get you the education. Because in my experience over 20 years, it's the lack of education that costs you more money, more time, more energy, and puts you in that terrible spin cycle that many of you are in, where you've got a problem, you've been to see everybody allopathically, holistically, you're not getting answered, and nobody's really telling you the problem is you got to sit down and really connect and learn. That's what I and why I do this show. Of course, I'm the kind of teacher, I hope I am, that reads and does and combines everything into the essentials for you. And that's what a teacher really is, right? A teacher's not someone that parrots a textbook or buys some nice exotic PowerPoint program and just spews it out during a lecture. A teacher is someone that has the clinical experience, studies everything, and brings the essences together for you to make your life easier. So welcome to the show. All right. Show 333 hours on my website, Dizziness and Vertigo. Causes and solutions. First of all, if you can, look at the anatomy of that ear. What a wild, funky organ. Ears and eyes, so absolutely fascinating. Look at that ear, right? Put the Q-tip in there to clean the ear, and when it can't go any deeper, you're going to stop at what they call the tympanic membrane, right? That's the eardrum. You can burst an eardrum. That means you punch a hole in the tympanic membrane. That's what most of you can understand from largely daily life's experience has taught you there's something called an eardrum and don't burst it from loud rock music or from going in there too deep with a Q-tip. All right. That's what you understand. But on the other side of that so-called tympanic membrane, on the other side of your eardrum is a whole other world. Now, in that whole other world, the inner ear, well, I should say on the other side of that membrane, on the other side of where the Q-tip won't go any deeper, on the other side of the eardrum, to say, are three little bones, the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup. That's how we grew up learning them, right? Remember that? or the malleus, the incus, and the stapes. These are almost microscopic. They're not, but they're tiny, teeny little bones, the three smallest in your entire body. And we're going to skip those because that's really not the subject of today's show. But after those three little bones, then you get to the true inner ear. Any of you really suffering from vertigo have to see the anatomy of this area. It's absolutely fascinating. It looks like Disney World. Those of you looking at the site right now are smiling or laughing because it really does look like Disney World. And believe me, it's as zany as Disney World. In that inner ear are three what you call semicircular canals. You could make a great amusement park ride. You could make a great roller coaster ride if you just replicated the position of those three semicircular canals. And that's important because those three semicircular canals are going to lead to something called the organ of Corti, which is very important in our discussion here and has a lot to do with your experience of vertigo, your experience of dizziness, so on and so forth. But before we go there, you've got these canals called the semicircular canals. And they all lead to this piece that looks kind of like a snail. It's called the cochlea. Those of you who know people who have gone deaf and need hearing aids, and they get cochlear implants, and hopefully those cochlear implants return their hearing to something in the neighborhood of normal or semi-normal or just good enough so grandpa can hear you over the holidays when you say hello and tell him you love him. Inner ear is the amusement park ride called the semicircular canals combined with the cochlear, which is another twist of tissue that kind of looks like a snail. That's your inner ear. Those are the areas we're talking about, and they all play in different ways to the issue we're talking about today. Whether it's vertigo, first and foremost, dizziness, and very possibly hearing loss. I'm not going to get too much into hearing loss today. That's another cup of tea. Inside those, what we call the cochlear, is something called the organ of Corti. It's called the organ of Corti. Now that's in there deep. And in the organ of Corti, you have a system. I'll make it easy because some of you can't see this. You've got an area where there's a bunch of hairs. So deep in there, I just want you to picture a bunch of hairs that are floating inside a gel. So those hairs floating inside a gel is one of the places you have to imagine in your mind, deep in your ear. Little tiny microscopic kind of hairs. They're actually, they are microscopic. Very, very small. Floating in a gel. And you're going to combine this with your understanding that that area, this organ of Corti where these hairs are connected to the roller coaster ride. Now, it's the combination of both of those things that are going to have a great deal of bearing on what you experience as vertigo. Okay. Enter another concern. Enter calcium carbonate. Now, calcium carbonate is a cheap form of calcium that many of you have learned not to buy because it doesn't absorb through the GI tract. You know, calcium for your bones and health. Take your other forms of calcium, your calcium citrate, your ionized calcium. Don't take your calcium carbonate. Yes, definitely this is the case. However, your body actually makes calcium carbonate and puts it in certain parts of your ear. There's a part of your ear called the utricle. And in the utricle, the body produces calcium carbonate. And that calcium carbonate is a crystal. And if those crystals break off, they travel through the semicircular canal. And as they travel through the semicircular canal, their motion is picked up by little nerve sensors. And when those nerve sensors pick it up, you experience your vertigo. So, let's go back and understand this. Number one, you put a Q-tip in your ear, and where that Q-tip stops is the eardrum or the tympanic membrane. On the other side of that are three little bones. Deep to those three little bones are two areas of our concern. One, the semicircular canals. In those canals, there's fluid. And connected to that is the cochlea of the ear, the true inner ear. And inside the cochlea is something with hairs called the organ of Corti. One form of vertigo occurs because in an area that connects to the circular canals called the utricle, the body makes, and it's supposed to make, calcium carbonate for a variety of reasons. And of course, this is where our job comes in, to take a look at those reasons. For a variety of reasons, either the amount of calcium carbonate or the cohesiveness of the calcium carbonate creates a situation where little crystals of it break off, and those crystals break off, and then they begin to travel through those canals. And as they do, you experience your vertigo. Now, I want you to keep that in mind, because competing with this is the fact that those hairs in the organ of Corti, those hairs have to live in a solution that has the right viscosity, meaning the right amount of thickness. Because as you bend down to pick something up, those hairs go with you. And as you stand back up again, those hairs sway back the other way. One of the reasons you can bend down and pick up a pencil and then stand up and not get vertigo, not get dizzy, not have the room spin, is because those hairs in the right environment, the right viscosity, actually bend either way in the proper degree of form. In other words, they bend one way or the other at the right speed with the right efficiency. And that's very much related to the fact that these hairs are inside some form of a gel. The viscosity of that gel is critical. All right, so we're bringing together concepts. One concept is those calcium carbonate crystals break off and move through the canals. We got to take a look at that. The second piece of it is those hairs may not move correctly because they're in the wrong level of viscosity. The thickness of the gel that those hairs are in is questionable. There's number two. Now, here's a third one. The third one has to do with the fact that those hairs in the organ of Corti, which have so much to do with hearing and so much to do with your sense of where your head is at, they may fall off. As you age, the hairs disappear. That's trigger number three. Three big issues going on in the ear. One, the hairs disappear. Two, the hairs are not in the right viscosity of solution. And three, those calcium carbonate crystals in a foreign part of the ear called the utricle break off, and they shouldn't. We don't want them to break off. They break off in chunks that are too big. And as they travel through the canals, you get the sensation of hearing, of vertigo. Now, all three of these things have to do with when the world spins, why it spins, and whether or not you're going to settle down. And accompanying that, all sorts of problems. It's not just the room spins. You can have nausea. You can even vomit. We have diseases that are linked into this, Meniere's